This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body. You are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 32 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may call that a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we are here for you. We welcome your calls at 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. We want to be your go-to source for all things health and nutrition, not just physical health, but emotional health and mental health as well. We have a guest coming on up at the bottom of the hour. Lainey Dalphin is going to be talking about dreams and mental health, dreams and emotional health, I should say, or mental health, any way you look at it. WebMD has an article posted on their site. Where the heck is it? I just pulled it up this morning. About healthy dreams, the health benefits of dreams. Researchers now believe that dreams help us process emotions, consolidate memories, and more. And Lainey Dalphin is coming up at the bottom of the hour to talk about dream analysis and dreams and good health. We'll get your phone calls in our next segment. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls next segment. We've got Lainey Dalphin coming up at the bottom of the hour. Longevity products can be had by heading to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And you can get our True Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. Okay, we are talking about the very underappreciated relationship between health and stomach acid. Last we spoke, we were talking about the thyroid and stomach acid. And there's a very important connection here, and it's very underappreciated, like a lot of important relationships and connections in terms of health and the body and how we live our lives are missed by the medical model. And a classic example is the connection between the digestive system, stomach acid, that is, and hypothyroidism. Hypothyroidism is one of the most frustrating conditions for physicians to deal with. They basically can't deal with it. There's nothing they can do about it. And the reason it's so frustrating is because the thyroid connects everything else. It's once the thyroid is suppressed, once thyroid activity isn't, something's wrong with the gland, or it's not doing its business correctly for some reason, nutritional reason, autoimmune reason, whatever. Once the thyroid is suppressed, once you're hypothyroid, every other system in the body suffers because the thyroid is the regulator. It regulates it all. Hypothyroidism is the jumping off point to all chronic degenerative disease. There's no such thing as a chronic degenerative disease that does not involve hypothyroidism. You don't need your thyroid tested. That's a waste of time. If you have any health challenge, just assume you got a thyroid problem, and thyroid hormone's not the answer. So, yeah, you can go get it tested, but there's nothing the doctor can do anyway. What's the point? You could do it all yourself. And it starts with the stomach. It starts with stomach acid, and no doctor is going to tell you that. A rare doctor, anyway. And it's a relationship that goes both ways. Once stomach acid is suppressed, thyroid action, chronically that is, once stomach acid is suppressed chronically, the thyroid will become affected negatively. And then, because the thyroid regulates the stomach acid, once the thyroid is affected, you have even less stomach acid and more stomach problems and intestinal problems, which create more thyroid problems, which create more intestinal problems, and this downward spiral continues onward. And for many people, it happens from maybe their childhood or teenagerhood or 20s to the rest of their life, this downward spiral of hypothyroidism and messed up digestion. And that's why people get cancer when they're 50 years old. Nobody's supposed to have cancer when they're 50 years old. Nobody's supposed to have any chronic degenerative disease. Our chronic degenerative disease crisis is the end result of focusing in the wrong place. Focus on the stomach. Focus on the acid. Don't even focus on the thyroid. Thyroid will take care of itself. Stomach acid is responsible for helping the body absorb magnesium and zinc and B complex, iodine. Obviously, we know about iodine and the thyroid. Well, guess what? Iodine is important for stomach acid. Iodine is concentrated in stomach tissue. Iodine is supports all secretions. That's one of its main roles, is to support secretions. It's concentrated in your tear glands, in your eyes. It's concentrated in all glands. It's concentrated in the breasts. It's concentrated in the ovaries. It's concentrated in the adrenal glands. Iodine is unspeakably important. And then there's the microbiome, the bacteria in the intestine. That's another important connection. In fact, the relationship between the thyroid and the intestine, in my humble opinion, is probably the most important and underappreciated junctures or nexuses of disease. This is the key right there, is that connection between the intestine. Yeah, stomach acid is important for sure, and stomach acid will throw off the microbiome. But right there at the level of the intestine, if you want to pin everything, if you want a central point in the body where all disease happens, it's right there in your solar plexus, right where your intestine is, which is right around where your solar plexus is. That's where the microbiome lives. The small intestine. It lives in the large intestine too, but the small intestine is where the nutrients are absorbed. And there's this major relationship between the thyroid and the small intestine. Major, major. So look at this. If you're hypothyroid, first of all, if you've got any chronic degenerative disease, you're hypothyroid. If you've been diagnosed with hypothyroidism, and I know probably at least half of the people listening to this right now have been diagnosed with hypothyroidism, or a good 40% anyway, have been diagnosed with hypothyroidism. If this is you, you know good and well that there's nothing the doctor can do. If this is you, you have to focus on the intestine and the stomach. That's the key. And by the way, we started this whole conversation talking about estrogen, right? Well, guess what? Because estrogen and the intestine are related, once all this thing goes awry, you're going to be more prone towards estrogenic diseases. You're going to be more prone towards autoimmune disease. Once this whole thing at the level of the stomach and the intestine, the stomach acid and the microbiome, it's all connected. Once this thing starts to get messed up, you are going to be at higher risk for all estrogenic diseases. Estrogenic health challenges. Estrogen, the hormone estrogen, so-called female hormone, gets a lot of bad press because it turns out that there's an estrogenic component to all chronic degenerative disease. Estrogen is a growth substance and a stress management substance. And estrogen gets a lot of bad press. But it's not the estrogen that's the problem. It's the breakdown of estrogen that's the problem. Estrogen's very, very potent stuff. Has to be eliminated. We talked about this a lot in the last few months. Estrogen has to be eliminated, has to be cleared, has to be detoxified. And when something's going wrong with the intestine and the stomach, that's not going to happen. So if you have an estrogenic health challenge, that is everything from breast cancer to PMS to infertility issues to autoimmune diseases, if you have anything that involves estrogen, if your doctor has told you it involves estrogen, focus on digestive health. I know I'm saying this over and over and over again. Basically, what I want to show you is how all of this comes down to digestive health without just being Mr. Digestive Guy or Mr. Food Guy. I want to show you the science of all of this. The reason digestive health is so important. I'm not Mr. Food Guy. But it's just so darn important if you're dealing with any health challenge, from hypothyroidism to autoimmune diseases, PMS, all of this stuff. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll get your calls in our next segment and take a commercial break and be back after this.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells, using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily, and on average, see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back. On the Bright Side, 844-236-6010 is our number. Longevity products are available at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. We've got news stories, blog posts, videos, lots of good health information, all the longevity products, and a join the team link that you can click on at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com if you want to start a longevity business. If you're an entrepreneur and you want to be in the health business, you want to help people at the most basic level there is, which is the level of good health and wellness. Nothing else matters if you don't have your good health. And if you haven't supplemented, if you don't know anything about nutritional supplements and you get on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, that is nothing less than life-changing for the vast majority of people. And the vast majority of people, believe it or not, still don't know about the importance of a good nutritional supplement program. So if that sounds like a good business opportunity to you, and it certainly is a business, good business opportunity, if nutrition has helped you in your health and your loved one's health and you want to pay it forward, please click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com and join the Brightside Ben team. You can also, of course, get your products at the wholesale price if that's what you like at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. Just click on the Join the Team link. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. We got a guest coming up at the bottom of the hour. Lainey Dolphin's going to be talking about dreams and emotional health, so we'll get your phone calls this segment. 844-236-6010. Good morning, Elaine. What's going on? How you doing?
Hey, good morning. I'm just getting over a cold, so I'm a little bit plugged up, but I have to confess, it's the first cold I've had in 3.5 years, and that's when I started the Tangy Tangerine.
Interesting.
Yeah,
what did you do different? You must have done something different.
Yeah, I don't. I got to stop sharing drinks with my daughter. I know that's not a good
plan. That's what it is.
But,
So what's going on? How can we help you, Elaine?
Yeah, I was just going to say, prior with my lupus, before taking Tangy Tangerine, I would fight probably 6 to 8 colds a season.
Wow. So now you're down to 1 every 3.5 years.
I can't complain at all.
That's good.
A little bit, but yeah, I was going to ask if you have ever heard of, his name is Dr. Robert Kassar.
No, does not sound familiar. Tell me about it.
Kassar. So, yeah, I was just seeing if you knew about him. He's very, very interesting.
What kind of doctor is he?
He is a chiropractor that was in a really bad auto accident in 1997.
Okay.
Anyway, basically, he did a lot of health changes. He's basically like you on steroids.
Oh, no.
He's got, I think, over 300 hours of YouTube tutorial.
Wow. Okay.
And a lot about of the same things that you do.
Okay. Thank you for sharing that. I will definitely be looking into him.
Yeah, he talks a lot about fulvic acid,
Oh, really?
Yeah, putting that in your drinks and...
Oh, my goodness. Okay, that's good to know.
Really distilled water.
I'm a big fan of fulvics, that's for sure.
Okay, and then he talks a lot about parasites in the body, so...
Well, you know, there are parasites in the body, but there are a lot of good parasites. Do you know there's good parasites?
No, tell me more.
Yes, there's good parasites in the body. The body parasites are part of the natural microbiome. A parasite is something that lives off of us, basically. That's the definition of a parasite. And we just assume that they're all bad. They're not all bad. They're part of the natural part of the microbiome. However, the wrong kind of bacteria, the wrong kind of the wrong kind of yeast. Yeast are also part of the microbiome. Or they call it the mycobiome. And so all of these things, they live symbiotically with us. Now, that's not to say that there's not virulent, dangerous parasites. That's true. But we got to understand the nature of how what's actually inside the body. So when you hear parasites, people talk about parasites. I've got parasites. I don't know if it's the parasites themselves or it's the balance of the microbiome and the parasites and the mycobiome and all the other things that live within us. We're like this cooperative inside the body, and all of these things live together. It's when they're out of balance that's the problem, the wrong ratios and the wrong proportions. That's the problem. But yes, there are functional parasites inside the body, absolutely.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right.
One last question.
Yes.
You spoke a week ago or so about a book on cancer and the spontaneous remission.
Yes, it's just called Spontaneous Remissions. That's all it's called. And it's a great book. It's not an easy read or anything like that, but it's good for people who are dealing with cancer themselves personally or somebody they know or love. It's a great book to demonstrate how these things occur, and they occur a lot. It's case studies of people who have had spontaneous remissions is what it is. Okay. So, yes.
Yeah, the author.
It's just case studies. It's not an author. It's just a bunch of studies.
Okay,
good. Thanks so much for your call. Thanks for that tip on Dr. Kassar. I'm going to definitely look at it. All right. So, yes, I hope that's not doesn't freak anybody out when I say there are fungi and protozoa and various parasites that live in the body, and many of them are just part of the microbiome, and they may be beneficial, actually. There's a really neat article in the journal Trends in Parasitology that talks all about this. Anyway, 844-236-6010 is our number. Let's go to Shauna in Idaho and say good morning. What's going on, Shauna?
Hey, Ben.
Hey.
I've got a young girl that's going to get married to my boy who has IgA deficiency, and the doctor has her on antibiotics daily. She also has GERD, reflux stuff, you know.
Focus on the gut, Shauna. Focus on the gut. The GERD, the antibiotics are destroying her digestive system. It's going to make things worse. I mean, when I hear stories like this, I don't know what to say. It's just so ludicrous to me that a doctor would do something like that. But what are you going to do? This is the world we live in. Caveat emptor.
How do we educate the doctor?
I don't educate the doctor. I don't care about the doctor. I educate the patient, and the patient 50% of the time will listen and 50% of the time won't. So
she's already said she believes in her doctor, so I'm going...
Shauna, you know what? That's a candidate for the Darwin Awards. And if you don't know what that is, Google it. So I don't know what to tell you. The Darwin Awards.
Okay.
People who do that, and I don't know what else to say. I don't know how else to put it. You know, I don't know why people would go to the doctor and just, you know, willy-nilly do whatever the doctor says. If the doctor's smart and clever and understands things, that's one thing. But to give somebody an antibiotic every day to take them for the rest of the, you know, chronically, that's just beyond idiotic. I don't know what to say. I want to get one more call in here.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, Shauna. God bless you. All right, let's say hello to Truth Raider. You get the last word, buddy. What's going on?
Good morning, sir. Well, I got a lot of amoebas and spirochetes floating around in my system that are keeping me going, having a symbiotic relationship there going.
Okay.
Today I like to talk about reminiscing the 5 years, all the 5 years of calls. Remember how it was from the beginning, how I was until I am today?
Yeah.
I guess what a history of success, reminiscing a success story, I guess you can call it.
Well, so what do you got? 30 seconds here. What are you saying? That you're doing really well? Or your health has changed?
I didn't know we had such a short amount of time, but I didn't know you had a guest today. But I wanted to get into speaking about some things that I overcame, and I wanted to ask Pharmacist Ben, what are the things that you went through that you overcame? What are the foods that gave Pharmacist Ben the most
sugar?
Same thing.
Sugar, the same thing everybody has a problem with. You know, sugar. Sugar. Yeah, I still fight it every day. We're hardwired to go for it. We're hardwired to go for the sugar, so you got to use volition. You got to hack into your drives. Call me back tomorrow. We'll talk about it. That's a very interesting subject. All right, Truth Raider. Have a good day, buddy. Good to talk to you. And we got a guest coming up at the bottom of the hour, Lainey Dalphin. We're going to talk about dreams and emotional health. You're listening to The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back after this.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on a farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump at this hour is chairing a session of the United Nations Security Council, and in opening remarks had some words of warning to the governments of Russia and Iran and Syria. But he's also thanking all three of those nations when it comes to their activities in Syria.
For at my very strong urging and request, substantially slowing down their attack on Idlib province, and the 3 million people who live there, in order to get 35,000 targeted terrorists. Get the terrorists, but I hope the restraint continues. The world is watching.
Arriving at the UN today, he told reporters that a meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un could be nailed down very soon. The Fed is expected to announce a rate hike later today, and this is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back on the bright side, I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, 24/7 on the archive pages at benfuchsarchives.com and brightsideben.com. If you miss a program, they're all up, and you can review programs that you missed, or you can use our search engine if you have specific subject matter you'd like to research. Got search engines at benfuchsarchives.com and brightsideben.com. And all the longevity products are available at brightsideben.com as well. Our skin health products are up at truthtreatments.com. And I think that's all I want to tell you about that, because we have a guest coming up. I'm very excited to speak to Lainey Dalfin. Her book, actually her books, are Have a Great Dream, the regular version of the book, or the informational version, and then she's got a workbook as well, Have a Great Dream. Lainey's been doing dream interpretation at least since 1997. She's founded the Dream Interpretation Center in Montreal in 1997. She's a lecturer, and she uses insights from Freud and Adler and Jung and Fritz Perls, Gestalt Psychology. I just read that here. I love Fritz Perls. So we're going to talk about dreams and good health, specifically good emotional health. We talk a lot about physical health in this program a lot, but as you know, the physical is the end result of the spiritual, mental, and emotional, and there's a very important relationship between dreams and emotional health. Please welcome to the bright side, Lainey Delphin. What's up, Lainey?
Hey, Ben. Thanks for inviting me.
Thanks for having me, or having us. Thanks for being here, is what I mean to say. So tell me a little bit. We talk about health on this program. We talk about physical health on this program. So what's the connection between dreams and mental and emotional well-being?
Well, I guess the first most important thing I can say that people don't realize, but the dream is the conversation that you are having with yourself concerning a very specific current issue that you are attempting to problem solve. It's about at the first level, like before we go deep here, at the first level, it's something that either happened to you yesterday or something that you thought about yesterday that triggers tonight's dream. Mm-hmm. And I'm here to give you the great news that the solution to the problem that you're trying to work out, of course, comes to you in your unconscious before it gets to your conscious. So if you understand what the heck you're trying to say to yourself, and that's what I do, I teach the language of metaphor, you can propel your problem-solving skills because you get it faster. So if you're not happy in your job, you know, if you don't remember your dreams and you don't know how to analyze them, you're going to get to quitting that job anyway, but it might take you a month or two. And if you know how to analyze the dream, you're definitely going to move matters along a lot faster.
So during the day we have problems, and some of them we know we have and some of them we don't know we have. In other words, they're not in our conscious mind. So becoming aware of what's percolating in your unconscious, I always thought it could be very helpful, especially if you're sick, especially if you're dealing with an autoimmune disease, seemingly some spontaneous illness that just sort of appeared. It could be something that's going on in your emotional life or mental life that you don't know about, but it's coming out symbolically in your dreams. And if you understand
exactly.
The symbols.
And I call that, what you just described, I call it welcome to the human race. Because consciously we are adept at hiding, lying, avoiding, and sweeping. This is what it's called, the human condition. But your unconscious never lies to you. So if somebody hurt your feelings today and you say, oh, no, he didn't really hurt my feelings.
But they really
did. I know he's got problems at home. And you make excuses and deny what's really happening. Your unconscious is never going to deny it. It's going to appear. And if someone hurts your feelings, then probably your dream is going to overreact. It's going to be the overreaction to your waking life underreaction. So if you were saying,
well,
that person didn't hurt my feelings, it didn't bother me, then tonight you'll go to sleep and you'll dream about something that really hurt you, and that would be the polarity that the dream creates in order to try and get you in touch with the fact that you were a little bit hurt.
So in other words, a dream that you have where you're hurt is somehow the dream it's somehow the reflection of something that happened mentally to you where you were hurt during the day and you were denying.
Exactly. And further, that you may not have acknowledged.
So it's not about necessarily events, it's about your responses or your feelings that are associated with those events.
Yes, definitely. And I can just go right deep, right fast, so that there's two like really important things that I want to say. One is that the way that the method that I use, I call them points of entry, and because it's not a psychic approach, it's not me telling the dreamer, it's me asking the dreamer. And one point of entry is the feelings. How did you feel in the dream?
Mm.
And maybe the dreamer will say, well, I felt very hurt, and then I'll come outside the dream and ask, well, what do you think happened in your life this week that made you feel in a similar way? And sometimes it's the action. That's another point of entry where you hear people say something like, I was trying to run, but my feet weren't working.
Mm.
And that would inspire me to ask the dreamer, what do you think is happening this week? Is there a situation that you're trying to run away from? And is this dream your unconscious giving you a rehearsal about staying still? Or have you been staying for, or have you been staying still for something that it would be appropriate for you to run away from? So there's different points of entry like that. It's exactly, exactly like doing a puzzle. You try one piece, like the feelings or the action or the symbols and metaphors or play on words and puns. You try different pieces of the puzzle, and if one piece doesn't work, it's good because you've got a bag of tricks and you can go to another point of entry.
So what do you do? What does somebody do once they realize, so say, using your example, you say they couldn't move their legs and they felt stuck. What do you do with that information after that? I mean, how does that help you functionally in your life to know that your brain is symbolizing something that occurred to you in your day-to-day life? It's
right. And so before I answer that question, I want to just give you a little more deeper background, which is to say to you that just so you understand the concept of where I'm coming from. When we are born whole. We come into the world with a plethora of potential. So we could be selfish and giving. We can be shy or assertive, a hero or a chicken. Maybe you're a comedian in your family of origin. Maybe you're a more serious person. And so we become, the people that bring us up teach us that it's better to be one way than another way. And so we become what Pearl's called over-invested in certain aspects of our personality and under-invested in others. So, in other words, our under-invested parts are the same as what Carl Jung would have called your shadows.
Wow.
And so, and your over-invested parts are what
your persona.
Freud would have called repetition compulsion. It's like your knee-jerk reaction.
Got it.
And so I like to call these parts of yourself over- and under-exercised parts.
Hang on to that thought. Lainey, hang, I love it. Hang on to that thought, though. We gotta take a commercial break. Don't go away, okay?
Okay,
we'll come back and we'll talk about overexpression, I think, is what she said. I gotta remember that. All right, we're talking to Lainey Dolphin. Her books are Have a Great Dream. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily, and on average, see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. I'm pharmacist Ben. We are talking to Lainey Dauphin. That, by the way, that's L-A-Y-N-E, Lainey Dauphin, D-A-L-F-E-N. Her books are Have a Great Dream, and there's a regular book, and there's also a workbook. Lainey, before we went to break, you were talking about overexpression and underexpression of personalities.
Right.
And
I call these parts of our psyche overexercised and underexercised, and I say it like that for a reason, because these different parts of yourself appear in the dream. So I was going to give you an example. If you're brought up in a home with siblings, for example, the message that you get is that it's not okay to be selfish. You learn to be accommodating because it's what you live. You hear sentences like, go share your toys with your sister, go look after your brother. And anyway, your whole existence is about sharing your parents' attention. So that's what you experience, and you learn to become okay about accommodating because it's something you practice more. And conversely, if you're brought up as an only child, you learn to be okay about looking after yourself because you don't have to share your toys or your parents' attention. So now I'm just going to jump ahead a bunch of years and give you a one-picture dream from a man who was brought up in a home with siblings. He's dreaming that he's climbing a ladder, and there's paper everywhere. And the higher he goes up the ladder, the more and more paper piles up all around him. And at the top of the ladder is his college roommate, who he hasn't even seen for 20 years. And that person is encouraging him up the ladder. So using a symbol's point of entry, I asked him to very quickly describe to me what are the first two or three things that come to your mind when you think about that person, because I want to understand his associations, and you cannot look that up in one of those dream dictionaries. So he said to me that person, he was a selfish, take care of me first kind of guy. That's how he described him. And the dream was about the fact that the dreamer had so much work on his desk. That's the paper everywhere. And the ladder, too, trying to climb the corporate ladder, and paper everywhere. And his friends the day before had asked him to make plans to go out to see a movie, and he didn't have, and we all know people like this, and I'm even one of those whose knee-jerk reaction is to say yes. People who aren't comfortable saying no, even when it's maybe not the most appropriate time. Mm. And this dreamer, he didn't even want to go to a movie. He wants to be by his desk cleaning up the papers. And so he his unconscious provides for him a person who he associates as having no difficulty paying attention to themselves, and that's who's encouraging him up the ladder. So that's his shadowy side. That's his under-invested, under-exercised part of his personality. Because the dreamer understood that his roommate is the solution to the current issue, he was able to access that part of himself. And you don't get great at it overnight, by the way, because I'm not here to say that change is easy. I'm here to say that change is possible. Because he called up his friends and said, I'm sorry, I can't join you for a movie. I want to be at work. I have so much
by
work
knowing,
to catch up on.
By knowing he had this aspect of his being where he didn't like saying no, or by knowing about that, he was able to say no, in other words. He was able to take control of that. Otherwise, he wouldn't have known that dynamic. He wouldn't have even known that dynamic existed where he's afraid to say no, but the dream showed him that.
Exactly.
Got
and that was also because he wanted to go deeper into understanding. So some of us want to go deeper. That man's like me. I want to know, why did I have that dream last night? And I also want to understand my response to
Got
my
it.
Current situation, and how does that reflect the way I was brought up?
Okay, so we talk about health on this program. I want to know, number one, what kind of dreams sick people have? And number two, what should somebody who's dealing with some kind of illness, a chronic long-term illness that's very frustrating to them, they've tried everything they could do to help, what can they do practically to use their dreams to uncover what the unconscious mechanisms behind these intractable illnesses may be?
Right,
two questions.
Just asking me that question reminds me of what I call reevaluation dreams, and that's where you'll get an image of some kind, and maybe you'll continue to get that image through whatever illness, or sometimes it's some kind of crisis, and that would be your signpost that you check back with to be able to evaluate how you're coming along in that particular crisis. Like, I'm not using a sickness as an example, but it makes me think of this fellow who was living with this woman for years, and she was just hanging in there waiting for him to propose, and he never did, and she landed up booting him out completely unexpectedly, and then he started having a series of hurricane dreams where he's on a ship and he's grabbing for some jewels because the ship is turning all over the place. And,
got it.
You know, you understand. And about a month later, he had another hurricane dream, or not hurricane, Lainey, tornado, I'm sorry. But when he had the second tornado dream about a month later, it was this gentle tornado, and he's sitting in the middle of it, and it's moving around gently, and he's wondering where it's going to put him down. And that was him using the same image of a tornado, but now it's a gentle one, and he's wondering where he's going to land, and that's because he was back on the dating scene again. See what I mean?
I totally get what you mean. And so somebody who's having some intractable illness may have a dream of a monster or something, or may have chronic dreams of monsters chasing them or something along those lines. But what I'm trying to get is, how can somebody use their dreams, if they analyze their dreams and they see these repeating patterns, how can they use them to get better?
Well, sometimes it's very behavioral. And that's why I'm eclectic in my approach to dream analysis, because, you know, sometimes, you know, if it's that you're needing to do more exercise or something like that, right? Or if you're at home and depressed and you're not getting yourself up. I mean, I had a woman who was, I was talking to not that long ago, who was literally procrastinating, sitting at home and sitting and sitting and sitting, and she had a dream that she's sitting in a chair and suddenly the chair starts on fire. And so this...
Get out of the chair. Get out and do something.
Her unconscious was ready for her to get up and get out.
That's
awesome.
And it
literally booted her out of the chair in the dream.
Love it.
That's very Adlerian, because rather than looking in the past, he was more forward-looking, Alfred Adler, and he would have said, the dream gives rise to an emotion that helps you move forward towards the goal, and in this case, it was to get her up and out.
So
it's a nightmare to do it.
It seems to me like doing a dream and doing a dream journal and keeping track of your dreams and paying attention to your dreams can be give you some really powerful information for how to live your life, for what your unconscious is trying to tell you how to live your life, what your unconscious tells you need to do.
Yes,
kind of thing.
And you know, how boring it would life be if all we're doing is just always responding to life situations, and life situations come to us at an incredible rate, and sometimes it's a breakup, sometimes, you know, sometimes it's a divorce, sometimes it's an illness, sometimes you're just aggravated with your kids, sometimes it's a problem at the job. I mean, your response, it's boring if you have the same knee-jerk response to life situations,
that's
which
great.
Are always so different.
That's
and
great.
So dream analysis allows you, it frees you from your over-practiced parts of yourself.
What do you think? Do you think our regular, can you do dream analysis on your regular life, on your day-to-day life? Could you analyze your experiences and your feelings in your day-to-day life like you would a dream? I wonder if that would happen.
Yes, of course, and that's like it's, of course, I forgot lucid. It's becoming
lucid dreaming,
you know,
lucid living,
lucid dreaming, and that's what you just described as being
lucid waking
while you're awake.
Yeah,
and
lucid waking.
I am a huge proponent of being lucid while I'm awake.
I love that idea. Listen, I wish we could talk more, but we're just out of time. Thanks so much, Lainey. Appreciate your time. It's nice to talk to you, Lainey Dolphin. D-A-L-F-E-N, Lainey, L-A-Y-N-E. Her books are Have a Great Dream. She's got a regular textbook, not textbook, but regular book with lots of good information in it, and then a workbook that you can use to keep track of your dreams. Thank you, Lainey, and thank you to all my listeners. Appreciate and love all of you. Please check out our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com for the longevity products. And don't forget to take a look at our truthtreatments.com for our true skin health products. Forgot to mention, I'm going to be doing a talk on acne in my lab this Saturday, 2240 Curtis Street, Denver, Colorado. If you're in the Denver area, please stop by. 11 o'clock this Saturday, we'll talk about acne and adult acne. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. This is